Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, what's going on? This is Thomas Nicholas. Welcome to the Meh Meh Total Groove with your host, Tombstone, Josh. What's up, everybody? Welcome into a hot, fresh, off-the-presses, brand new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Josh, and today we are talking about rock music as a whole and it not being what it once was. But we're back. We're going to be talking some music. I took a couple weeks off just between recording some WBRO with my brother, Mr. Review Rob, and playing a bunch of shows with my band. It's been busy, but I've missed you guys. I'm so glad to be back. The season is winding down, and man, I can't wait to get back into this thing full force. Today on the show, I'm asking a very important question, and I want everybody's feedback. If you hear this, you agree with me, whether you don't agree with me, I just want to hear some comments. I want to hear some feedback. I want to hear what you guys think about it. But the question, the mystery that we are trying to solve on this week's episode is, what happened to rock and roll? Well, I'm going to share some of my thoughts and opinions on the subject. I'm also going to share a couple articles that I found related to it as well. And we're going to try and come to the bottom of this problem. Because to me, it's a problem that I'm going to go over. I miss it. I feel like that power is not there anymore. And I just want to get to the bottom of this mystery. But first things first, you are locked into the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Please, while you're here, hit that like and subscribe button. We greatly appreciate all the support. We had a big weekend over on the network. If you visit our YouTube channel, you can check out all the fun that was had. Every single one of our shows had a special spooky themed episode. Haunters had a killer episode. WBRO had a fun episode where we were taste testing some things. Lots of fun was had. You can go back, check all of those things out. And, just throw Me Podcast Network into your Google machine. You know, some other things might pop up when you do that, like our Tee Public store with some phenomenal shirts, especially that Stay Metal t-shirt you can grab over there. You also can find us on Instagram and Facebook in case you want to contribute to our episodes or give us any kind of feedback or commentary. We love doing that, man. And like we always say, be a friend, tell a friend, and help us grow. But this week's show right here is all about rock music, man. And let's jump into a song right now because, one, I don't know how long this episode is going to go. So we need some music to kick this bad boy off and put us in that awesome state of mind, man. So stay tuned. Crank this one up. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back into the show, everybody. I hope you love that tune as much as I do. That was a little song called I'm Alright by Mammoth. That's Wolfgang Van Halen's band. That's what I'm talking about right there, man. That is rock and roll. Like, if you scroll, the first comment you see on that video is, somebody said rock and roll's dead. This is it right here. This is what I'm talking about. This is how it's done. No auto-tune, no loops, no virtual instruments. Live, just musicians playing their parts. We got melodies, hooks, grooves. I mean, everything is just full. That is a great rock and roll song, man. And that is what I'm talking about that I think is missing from current. The current landscape of rock and roll is just not what it should be, in my opinion. I know the musicianship's out there. I know these people. I've met these people. I talk to bands on the show all the time that are kind of just like laying the footwork for what they're trying to do, man. And I appreciate it. And we need more of that, man. So that's what I'm talking about on the show today. But what brought that up, man? So I found an interview done by Alice Cooper and an interview done by Ricky Rocket. And I'm going to be reading a little bit from each one of them. And that's what kind of gave me the idea to ask the question and just do a little bit of digging to try and find out, hey, man, what the heck's going on? But let's go. Let's start with the first one right here. This was from Ultimate Guitar. Alice Cooper reflected on what he perceives as a lack of danger in contemporary rock bands. He noted that bands like Vampire Weekend and Tame Impala are leagues away from bands like Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue, despite being good at what they do. So he's not putting them down as musicians, and you'll see that in this article. It's just kind of like that sense of spontaneity is not there. That sense of, man, these guys, I don't know what they're going to be up to. But anyways, although Alice Cooper could have been casually resting on his many laurels, the shock rock icon, whom many credit as one of the strongest influences within rock and metal, prefers to be out and about. In addition to touring extensively and releasing new music, this also means staying involved with the scene at large. In his recent interview with Vulture, never one to dwell in another era, Alice seems to show appreciation for younger bands and their work. I didn't quite understand the attitude and the language of it, but I heard it and it went, I get it. And that's what Alice Cooper was referring to when he talks about bands like Nirvana and Smells Like Teen Spirit, admitting he wishes he wrote it, while also giving praise to My Chemical Romance's song, Teenagers. However, there are certain trends in more recent rock scene that he finds lacking in some aspects. He goes on to say, here's the problem, and in some ways, it's a good thing. When you think of Guns N' Roses, when you think of Motley Crue, or when you think of Aerosmith, there's a certain edge. When you think of Vampire Weekend or Tame Impala, who wants to call themselves Tame Impala? You're a rock band. Why would you want to be Tame anything? I have the same problem with baseball. Why would you want to call your baseball team the Orioles? Which is kind of funny, but you know how Alice Cooper is. Vampire Weekend is very good at what they do. Vampire Weekend, they're not as edgy as, say, you know, the Hollywood Vampires. But Vampire Weekend was on Saturday Night Live, and I'm expecting vampires. But they had enough nerve to have two keyboards, and they were wearing polo golf shirts. Now, that works if the golf shirts are stained in blood. If they're totally bloodied out and they're singing these nice songs, then I get it. That appeals to my sense of humor. But when I saw them and I saw what they did, what a horrible waste of a great name, he thought. They should have guys been cutting the lawn, and I think they just missed the joke. Circling back to how these trends can be beneficial to rock music and more visceral side, Alice said, it's so funny because I have to explain myself all the time. I'll be talking on my radio show about corporate rock and I go, there's absolutely nothing wrong with corporate rock. Journey, Styx, even some that are more progressive, Foreigner, they have perfect records, but they have no danger. Gene Simmons goes, rock is dead. And I'm going, no, rock is where it should be. We used to be at the top of the mountain. Now young beds are on the outside looking in. We weren't invited to the party. Hip-hop was. And so were all these girl acts and now a part of Vegas shows. But don't call them rock. Young bands are now outlaws. They are now the favorite son anymore. There's a good place to be for young bands if you want to be the kid that got thrown out of class. In conclusion, Alice goes on and he admits how the likes of Vampire Weekend and Tame Impala also have their merits, but how they don't represent what he describes as a rock attitude. Vampire Weekend and Tame Impala do something that I cannot do. So I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying don't put them in the same category as The Who or The Yardbirds. Because I protect rock. Rock should have an attitude. Rock should have a standard. And some of these bands just don't have what it takes. All right, so that is from Alice Cooper. That's his thoughts, and I will just share a little bit of my thoughts versus what he said. I can't say I don't disagree with him, man. Whenever you look at these bands, whether it's on, you know, they're sharing clips of their music, whether it's on Instagram or TikTok or anything, it does seem very clean cut. It doesn't seem edgy. It doesn't seem dirty. It just kind of has this weird sense of, I don't know. It's like they're not reaching. It's not like they're going for it. They're kind of just, I'm going to dive into this a little bit deeper, but it just seems that current bands that are trying to make it, with certain exceptions, there are definitely certain exceptions out there. It just feels like some of these bands are just kind of cookie cutter, kind of lazy, just in it for the wrong reasons. That's the word I'm looking for. They're in it for the wrong reasons. All right, anyways, moving on. The drummer for Poison, Ricky Rocket, which I'm a big fan of, he's one of my first influences, not a main influence as of the way I play, but he was one of the first drummers that I saw. I was like, hey, that guy's cool. Look at him spinning his drumsticks. I want to do that. So he's one of those. So he's an influence. He put out an interview. This one's kind of funny, and I don't disagree with him, but he goes on to say, Taylor Swift has more bravery than most rock bands these days. During a recent appearance on the Sunset Strip-themed episode of Totally 80s, drummer Ricky Rocket touched upon the subject of whether or not rock is dead. He goes on to say, I think every great musical movement has been sort of cultural social movement, like punk rock was extremely social, and what we're doing was social cultural movement. I mean, you really had to commit to be into what we were doing. People would get thrown out of school and getting into fights. There's that whole getting thrown out of school thing that Alice Cooper was referring to earlier. But moving on, getting into fights with their parents and we're not going to take it, that kind of attitude, all of that stuff. It really set America and the whole world on fire in a lot of ways. And then I think that grunge had a social movement. I think Marilyn Manson had a social movement. Now I don't think rock has any social cultural movement at all. And that's the problem. Nobody stands for anything right now. Actually, Taylor Swift has more bravery and backbone, or I'm adding in the backbone, because Taylor Swift does really seem like she has a take no prisoners. She just has a hardcore backbone of doing what she wants. But he uses her as an example of bravery and saying that she has more bravery than rock bands these days. She is not afraid to open her mouth and go against the man, open doors. And rock bands play the game now. So I think that for rock to really come back on top, it has to have something behind it. Just like any great art. You can just do art just to do art. If there's something behind it, that's what really makes it great. He goes on to add, I always say in all of my videos, take care of each other, keep rock alive. I am trying desperately to keep rock alive. I want to see it more than anything in the world. It's so important. But sometimes in retrospect, somebody will say, I remember the headline. I think it was the New York Post or whatever from the rock era. It's like gone in journalists' mind. It's very frustrating. Rocket previously talked about the state of rock scene during an April cameo, Iconic Rockstars panel convention. At the time, he said, I think that organic rock music is absolutely going to go into the forefront again, but I think it needs to reinvent itself a little bit. People need to be a little more creative in rock. It's a little bit too like this guy could be in that band, he could be in that band, he could play with this guy, and everybody looks the same and plays the same. There needs to be a little more movement and a little more of a scene. When I was growing up, there was a punk scene and there was a rock scene and then metal came along. There were different scenes and it created a lot of energy. Rock's been a little stagnant for a while. I mean, even people like Steve Miller can put on tickets for sale and sell out. It's amazing. So it's there, but as far as newer bands, I think rock is going to have to reignite itself just a little bit and not just copy what other people have done that came before them. So that is great, man. I completely agree with both of their sentiments, and I appreciate them. I appreciate what they're doing. I appreciate what they're saying. And this is the part of the show where I'm going to read a little bit and I'm going to give my thoughts on the subject as well. So while I completely agree with them, I'm also going to share some bands that I think that are keeping rock alive, like Mammoth. But the decline of rock has been documented as in decline since the 1970s with the rise of disco. However, rock still remained a force until the late 1990s, and by the 2000s, pop rock was the only form of rock that was charting on a high Billboard level. But even pop rock began to struggle around 2009 to 2011 when dance and electric music started to take over pop radio. Now, half of all rock music listeners are over 45, according to Nielsen. The under 25 age group makes up only about 11% of listeners. Why did rock music experience such a steep decline in interest? Well, for starters, music for youth is now about packaging and the presentation and not the music. What drives me personally to a band is that oh shit moment, whether it's a guitar solo or a big vocal from a singer. For example, we've had him on the show. When me and my brother went to go see True Villains for the first time and Bo hit that note, I was like, this is a band I want to hear. This is the band I would like to see make it. And man, props to them because they are doing a whole shit ton of work, man. Proud of those guys. But you want to hear a band or you want to hear a song out of the blue and then just think to yourself, oh my God, what was that? Instead of thinking, oh my God, what is that? You know, those two similar things can have two completely different meanings. And that's what I look for whenever I'm listening to a band, because there's just too much of it on the, I say Volbeat, the band Volbeat all the time. It's just like, is this what current rock is? Because I can't get behind it. But that's just me personally, and I feel like a lot of people share those thoughts because it's just not as big as it used to be. All right, next. Today's stars are nothing more than characters that rely too much on, you know, flashy lights or you know, dancing or just video editing instead of actual musical talent. Now, image has always been important in music, but the lack of representation doesn't help. How can the crowd grow if there are not enough bands that can relate to different cultures? I mean, even the female presence is still not as strong as it could be to drive in a female audience. Back in the day, a female audience would be interested in a band for just because of the lead singer or how the dude looked. That brought a lot of women to the table, but not enough, man. You know, so I do see that there's a lot of strong women-fronted rock bands out there, and I love them, man, but we need more of them. And in the same way, that goes for races as well, man. Those barriers, they need to be knocked down. They need to be knocked down. We need to have more of a world cultural phenomenon that just includes everybody to put rock back on top, man. All right, but also, it's all about making money now. And what can a person do to make the most money that they can? That's be a single artist. They have to be on their own and not in a band. Bands, that's really what's missing from the rock landscape these days, man. It just seems that there's not as many new bands joining the spectrum. All right, other reasons. From an article I found, they suggested maybe not enough fun rock music is being made. Many people want music to provide an escape from their problems. Many fans of rock music moan about the death of real music, and this could be a turnoff to some people. Like if you're trying to share a band to somebody and you're telling them what you like versus what you don't like, that kind of can turn them off on trying new things. You know, and that's going to bring less ears to the party, man. Sometimes music should be fun. Sometimes it should be serious. Sometimes it can be ridiculous. Sometimes music should be about things that we can all relate to. Sometimes it could deal with social issues, man. If you go back to those bands of the 70s and the 80s that still thrive today, man, they're still played on the radio. They're still selling out arenas. It's remarkable, man. But they covered topics, man. They knew how to party, but they also knew how to love. And most importantly, they knew how to play their instruments, man. So that's one reason. Another reason, maybe it's simply the changing of tastes. It isn't just guitar-driven rock and roll that has fallen out of favor. I mean, if you go back and look at the generations of music, man, Motown, soul, funk, reggae, disco are all no longer topping the charts either. All of these genres and rock music are major influences on modern pop music, including hip-hop. But in that sense, rock music continues to live on, even if it's in a different format. Man, it's not the same, but, you know, the stepping stones are there. Rock and pop music now exist in different spheres. Even the biggest bands struggled to crack the top 20. But bands are on the back foot within alternative music itself. One theory is that major labels avoid bands because of solo artists are cheaper and they're easier to handle. Jamie Osborne, whose Dirty Hit label has found success with bands and solo artists, he goes on to say, "We're actively trying to sign bands. I'm desperate to find a really young band that I can help develop. The problem is, there aren't that many around. It's more likely now that a kid will make music in isolation because of technology. In 1975, we were all friends meeting in a room to make noise. So much is done in bedrooms these days." That's kind of funny, but you're more likely to be by yourself, which is what social media is driving some artists towards these days. It's easier, cheaper, and you don't have to deal with the personal drama that comes along with being in a band. Can't say I don't disagree with that, man. All right. So what is missing from current rock music that seems to have put a damper on the genre? So many of us hold on to those bands that we loved growing up, man. Nostalgia is what's cool now. So much love for 80s rock music coming from me. That's where my heart is right now. That's kind of where the nation is right now when it comes to rock music. While there are lots of great pop in the 80s, mainstream rock and roll was what was big, and that's what's looked fond. Yeah, that's what people look back at the 80s about, is those hair bands, those rock and roll bands, the early era of the metal bands. The 70s as well, man. The list of strong, great rock bands came from these decades, and some are still touring today because there's just a need for it, man. I mean, what new rock bands are putting out great live shows night in and night out? And I'm not talking about festivals where they go out there for 30 minutes, they play a couple songs, and then they peace out. I mean, no, man, like if you look at Guns N' Roses, for example, you look at, you know, Def Leppard, you know, all those guys that just put on those great arena rock tours where they're putting on hours worth of music, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what fan bases are desperately trying to feel, man. They're trying to get that power of rock and roll back, and it needs to come. It just needs to come in that big kind of, it just needs a revival, man. So three reasons I found from a forum about things that are working against rock and roll. All right, so lack of innovation. Not enough new bands are bringing in that get back to basics approach. The copycats are stronger now more than they've ever been. And I know each genre has had their own version of it, but it just seems to be more obvious these days. It feels like kids look at what's popular and they think to themselves, "Oh, wait, did you see what that person did? That got them really popular. Let's do that exact same thing." And that goes back to that lazy comment that I made earlier, man. Just a lazy society with a lazy attitude, in my opinion, has killed any sense of spontaneity that drives rock music, man. And that's what it needs, that sense of spontaneity, that sense of danger. All right, next on the list is other great music coming in and identifying more with a younger crowd. A lot of genres really started exploding into the mainstream in the early to mid-2000s, which is where you can see these lines of mainstream rock start to fade. Less ears makes for a smaller foundation of rock to stand on. And third, the term dad rock. Okay, I'm a dad. I love rock music. So there's bands that I try to show my kids, try to get them to listen to. And you know, some are willing, man, but it seems like you want to rebel against your parents in a way. So like, for example, if I listen to rock music, my son wants to be a pain in the ass, he's going to listen to rap music. There's nothing wrong with rap music. I absolutely love it. As long as we don't go listen to the country, man, we're all good. But anyways, the term dad rock makes rock music seem like it's kind of lame to the younger generation, man. All the good bands that are your dad's favorites, most kids don't want to listen to them because it's what their dad likes. You know, at least until their taste buds grow in and then they see how awesome they are. So that's one thing I feel like. If dad rock like Nickelback or Drowning Pool or, you know, any of those big bands now, it's just not something a kid is going to latch onto because, hey, that's what my parents listen to. They're not cool, so I'm going to find something else, man. To me, it feels like new bands are trying to get that one big hit or viral moment, in my opinion, and then they just coast off of that, man. There's no great albums that are being made by new artists, and those albums are what helps people tour, man. Rap has replaced rock as the new edgy genre, and that's what appeals to youth culture. So I feel like that's a big thing as well. And I think a part of it is because there are no interesting rock star figures out there. Also, the lack of innovation because rock is popular when it's fused with other genres. Okay, So can rock make a comeback? If the industry gets out of its way, maybe. It's also possible that the pandemic provided a gateway. All of these musicians that I've talked to on the show, they said that the pandemic that they went through, sitting at home, working on their instruments, writing songs, writing albums, has been a big driver for creativity for them, man. But I did see that a large number of teenagers learned to play instruments during the quarantine. And now that we've emerged from the seclusion, it's possible that the next wave of rock is just around the corner, man. So I think rock can blow up in a big way once again. And we need some kind of energetic generational rock stars to pop up. I mean, what have we had lately? I mean, would Machine Gun Kelly even count as a big rock star? I mean, even if he did, fuck, he's already gone, man. So what's it even matter? We just need a few bands to come along, put out an album's worth of good songs, go on tour, and reach the masses in the right way. And what I think is cool bands-wise, like if you think about Metallica being on Stranger Things, that was a big kick in the ass for kids to get into metal, to get into rock music. You know, you start to see people wearing the stuff that 80s musicians were wearing, man. I think that's really cool. And then, like I said earlier, there's bands like Guns N' Roses out there touring the whole world. So we have the right influences in place to catch on to these kids and kind of start that fire, man. Kind of get that influence growing, make them pick up an instrument, make them write a rock song against the man, and, you know, kick this next generation in the right direction, man. All right, so let's move on to the list now. All right, now we're going to dive into this list that I found of real musicians playing real music. A few of these bands are well known, but others are right on the crest of blowing up. And this comes from our friends over at K and Blues Muse. Put together a list of bands that are keeping rock and roll alive, man. So make sure you check out all of these guys if you haven't heard of them. Black Country Communion. They had one of the most highly anticipated albums that came out this year. Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen, who we listened to earlier. Hannah Wickland, acclaimed rock guitarist, singer, and songwriter. Her album just released this month. The Dust Coda, a London-based rock and roll band, who just recently released their album called Loco Paradise. Mojo Thunder, four-piece rock band out of Kentucky, very talented. They just released their brand new album back in March. Aaron Jones, rock guitarist, singer, songwriter, was nominated for Best New Rock Artist of the 2022 iHeartRadio Music Awards. Them Dirty Bones, old school southern rock band, gotta love that. The Warning, sister rock trio, The Warning, have been recommended a few times. Dirty Honey, yes, this is what I'm talking about, man. These are the kind of bands that go on tour with like Guns N' Roses and Kiss and the Black Crowes and stuff like that, man. This is the band everybody's talking about. These guys, Greta Van Fleet, they're definitely keeping rock and roll alive. Orianthe, even though Orianthe doesn't have a new album out, her last one, Rock Candy, is definitely worth the listen. Black Top Mojo, Texas rock band. Greta Van Fleet, Black Stone Cherry, Red Light King, Rival Sons. Two-time Grammy-nominated rockers Rival Sons just released their new album, Dark Fighter, back in June. The list goes on to continue artists like The Damn Truth, which is a psychedelic four-piece rock and roll band, a Brazilian rock band called Electric Mob, The Cold Stairs, which has drawn comparisons to Led Zeppelin, The Black Crowes, Black Sabbath, just a few to name right there, a Welsh rock band named Skindred, Thunder Mother, an all-female heavy rock band. That's awesome. So we appreciate that list that they put out there. There's a few other ones I wanted to go over. Like there's Glove. We have a band called Larkin Poe, White Reaper, which are really cool. Goodbye June, Crownlands, Tyler Brandt and the Shakedown. Dorothy is like a combination of traits from some of your favorite women in rock and roll with a badass attitude of Joan Jett, the mysteriousness of Stevie Nicks, and the sheer vocal strength of Grace Slick. Dirty Honey, Greta Van Fleet. The list goes on and on, man. Make sure you check out all of those bands. I mean, hell, even on the show here, I've talked to some new artists like True Villains, Past the Fall, White Tiger, just to name a few, man. The list goes on and on of all the great young rock bands that I've talked to here. So go out there and show them some support. If there are any bands that you guys know about that I need to hear, please pass them forward, man. Please tell me about them so we can support them and help them grow. But if there's any bands you know about, please list them. If there's any I missed, if there's any bands that you love, I'll go listen to them, man, and I'll invite them on the show. Shoot, I'll invite them on the show. I would love to talk to indie musicians all the time, and we're going to hope to keep that trend going, bringing some more bands on the show. But we're going to close out with another new band that I happened to stumble across that are kind of keeping that old school flavor around for us to savor and chew on, man, and just enjoy. They're a band called Joyous Wolf. The song is called Fearless. And we're going to jump to that right in a second before I say thank you all so much for tuning in, man. I greatly appreciate all the support. I love hanging out and talking to you guys whenever I get a chance. And hope to be doing that more often here soon. But until the next episode, y'all take care. Stay metal.